potatoes, how is everyone doing? I hope that you are feeling good and well and you're excited for this episode 2, part 1 of Arc 4. Man, Teeths and Spider-Man are just the most adorable pair in the world, and, you know, honestly, I'd listen to anything with Victoria, aka Freya Black, in it. I just wanted to let you know that Arc 9 has concluded today, as of right now, today. Arc 9 Episode 4 is up on the Rotating Heroes Patreon, so if you want to hear a reunion of certain Zack Oyama and Vic Michaelis, as you might have seen them in a very important People episode recently, and that of me and Rashawn Scott, stars of Burrow's End, then you can go ahead and check out Arc 9 on the Patreon right now. It was an absolutely amazing arc in which Jin, which is played by Zack Oyama, has to go back to school to learn a few things and infiltrate the infamous senior section, joined by two very mischievous and fun students from the school. It's a really, really fun arc. People have been loving it. So if you want to go ahead and check that out quite a bit before it will land on this feed, then you can go ahead and do so over at patreon.com/rotatingheroes. That's enough of me talking for now. Take it away, Past Zach.
And now,
welcome back to the Rotating Heroes podcast. I am the DM, the host. I don't want to say with the most, but it rhymes. and here we are. I'm Zack Oyama. And I am joined today, as always, so far for the second time, by the rotators of the fourth arc. Going around, again, this is in person, clockwise from me, we have the swamp-loving hero who definitely knows what swamps are like, Squeege, a.k.a. Justin Michael.
Hello.
Hi, Justin. How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
I'm excited to be here.
Have you deciphered your dice?
I mean, it's a work in progress. Every time I roll it, it's a new, like, I have to look really close at the number. Really beautiful dice.
They're really, I can't overstate how gorgeous they are or understate.
It's aesthetics over usefulness. Utility?
I think that's the flavor anybody is looking for in Dungeons & Dragons. I don't want an optimized character. I want an interesting character.
True.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Freya got deep.
Wow. And continuing around, we have the former pageant queen turned wall-attacking barbarian, Teeths, aka Marissa Strickland.
Hey, hi.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm cool.
Great.
How are you?
I guess I maybe don't have to ask people how they are doing so specifically.
It was sweet. I made it unusual.
Marissa, you know, in listening back to the last episode, I think you or maybe Grant O'Brien in the previous episode rolled the most nat 20s of any episode, I think.
I mean, it's they come out of the dice. I didn't know that.
People say the dice tell their story, right?
Oh, I've never heard that. What does it mean?
I mean, people say.
Well, which people?
People.
The okay. people?
Well, they say. The ones that, the sayers.
Yeah. Oh, the little people that live in the dice that are like pushing it like hamster balls. Yeah.
It's like American Gladiators. Inside the dice.
That's cute as hell.
Extremely ripped people rolling around in there.
We just want to have our own life and not roll dice. Giant dice for these humans.
Just tell your stories already. Well, wonderful to have you both back.
Thank you.
And then bringing us back around, you know, we're from the third arc in the previous episode. She is the half-elf herself, Freya Black, a.k.a. Victoria Longwell.
Hello.
Victoria.
Oh.
Victoria.
Hello.
From everyone. How are you doing?
I was going to say, if you didn't ask me, I was going to lose it.
Okay. I'm glad I made that choice.
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking, everyone. I'm doing great. Went on vacation. I'm back. Yes. And I missed everyone here.
Aw.
Back in black? Freya Black?
Yeah.
Is Freya's last name Black?
It is.
Okay, because if I just, I don't know if that was just me trying to rhyme or I remembered something correctly.
It is her last name.
Wow.
Have you introduced me before as the half-elf herself?
No.
That was so great.
Well, I was thinking of half-elf and I was like, what rhymes with that? Herself.
Herself. Yeah. Oh, I loved it. Was it. Really
this, good. Today, yeah. This is the first time I ever wrote anything down for an intro at all. And you know, you can tell that most of them are just technically having written things down. More so than
how are you?
Deeply thought out.
Times three.
Yeah. Like, good. This is a start. First draft. Well, I mean, it's wonderful to have you all back and excited to get into this second episode. And why don't we just keep going with a little recap, shall we? Last time on the Rotating Heroes podcast, Freya, lost and alone in the caves deep below the forest, found her new friends and allies in the form of two goblins, former Little Miss Gobville Deets, and definitely not Spider's Man, Squeege. The unlikely trio was ambushed by some horrible beaked worms and eventually made their way back to the wild underground town known as Empty Nest. Once past the protectors of the nest, the weird zealot guards of the outer rim of the city, the trio discreetly made their way through the town to Squeege's home, where his father, Daddy Longlegs, of course, helped them figure out their next steps. Daddy Longlegs explained that the only known way to the surface in this part of the underground, at least, was through a large iron gate forged long ago to protect Empty Nest from the surface. After being harshly rejected by the zealots outside the gate, the crew was approached by a shadowy figure offering aid to get through the gate. Much to Freya's shock, this figure eventually removed their hood, revealing themselves to be the only elf she had ever seen. That's where we are today. So, the three of you, and I guess Daddy Longlegs, see this cloaked figure in front of you who's taking off his hood and revealed his elf form. You would first notice that he has whitish silver hair that's kind of greasy, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Maybe not what you're expecting from your average elf. Not absurdly clean and beautiful in that same way. He looks like he's been, he's seen better days. Despite the fact that he looks not great, he definitely seems healthy in other ways. He seems mentally all there, but he is standing there in front of you. Freya, you see this elf in front of you. What do you do?
So Freya gasps audibly first, and then kind of under her breath is like, oh, that's another elf. Freya's like, you've been waiting for this for so long. This is
feels wonderful. As though you've been quiet for quite a while. Well met, half elf.
Well met, yes. I've said that before.
You've said well met before?
No.
Okay.
I haven't.
It's not like a quiz, but.
Okay.
Are we going to be tested on this?
None of this is on sort of an exam of any kind.
I have a mental brain that's taking notes.
You have a... Okay. Cool.
And I have a physical brain made of spiders all over my body.
And the spiders, like, quickly, like, form into the shape of a brain above me.
Like a Mars Attacks brain.
Yeah, I guess it kind of looks like a Mars Attacks brain.
Just head. Sitting on top of your head, just an exposed spider brain.
Freya's really grateful for what Deets and Squeege are doing right now. She's like, thank God, this is good. This is good content.
Wow.
Okay. Well met.
Well met, yes. I saw you all.
Well met.
Well met.
He looks at Daddy Longlegs. Well met. He's like a little further away.
Yeah, I kind of like nudge Daddy Longlegs.
Well met.
Dad.
Yeah, well met. Okay, now that we've well met, I heard and saw what you were doing at the gate, and I hate to
butt into other people's plans, but it felt like an opportunity for all of us to get what we want. I can help you all through the gate if that's what you seek.
More than you know. That's so kind of you. May I confess something to you?
Yeah, sure.
Not to get us off subject. I've never in my entire life met another elf.
Oh.
And I'm just so grateful to see you. It would be my honor and endless gratitude to receive your help.
Well, I'm so glad that you could finally... that sounds very complicated. You can call me Aggie.
Aggie?
Yes.
Wow.
I understand that you're a half-elf. I'm a full elf.
Full.
And different... There's, I guess, gosh, where do we even start?
Oh.
You've never met an elf?
Never at all.
Where have you been?
Mm-hmm. I've been in Fort Cutler. I was at a place called Fort Cutler. I'm so sorry. I'm overwhelmed seeing you. I was at a place called Fort Cutler.
I don't know of it, but yeah, anyways.
I worship the goddess Sophine there.
Oh.
Along with the abbess. She raised me. And it was a town full of humans. I've never had an occasion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I know of Zophine, and I'm from a city called Cal.
Cal?
Cal Luna.
Wow.
And I don't want to overwhelm you with information, I'll just keep it brief.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah, okay. Well met.
I've never said well met more times in my life. Can I?
Well met.
Listen, I want to be clear that I know you are all seeking my help, but I'm actually seeking your help as well. So this is sort of a symbiotic relationship, to be completely honest.
And, can I ask, do you need help washing your hair?
What?
Teats.
I don't know. He looks like he's had pomade in his hair for weeks.
Teats.
Sorry.
Is that rude?
Teats, is it?
Yes. Hi, I'm Teats.
Oh, wow. Shiny.
Yeah, whoa, blinding.
Your spiders are all covering their...
Yeah, now I got cool spider glasses on, but I'm not a spider's man.
Oh, I don't know who that is. Listen.
Oh, yeah, right.
I have to admit, I have been stuck down here for a very, very long time. The caves below the forest are almost as dense and winding as the forest above. And it took me years to even find Empty Nest. And this is the only way I've ever seen up, personally. Supposedly there's other ways, but after years and years of searching, this is the only one I've seen. And yes, coming into Empty Nest, a lot of people here maybe don't like me. I feel like I rub people the wrong way.
No.
What?
What? You are very likable.
You are so mild-mannered and kind.
Yeah, greasy. A little greasy in the
hair. I am greasy, thank you. And mild-mannered, yes. And that is probably per being a little defeated here. I think I came in a little cockier than I needed to be. Sometimes elves are known to be a little maybe dismissive of
is that right?
Mind. Yes, yeah. That. I mean, look, there. It's a...
Well, yeah.
All elves are maybe different, but
of course.
But as a people, we are.
Of course.
Gosh, wow. Never met an elf. That's just...
Never met an elf.
Once again, I should say complicated. Look, he motions for you all to follow him, like, kind of further away from the gate. You pass him, like one of those ranch hands taking some of those beetles kind of up towards the other way from which you came from. And he, like, motions for you to follow him kind of almost near where... Squeege's house is, like, into that neighborhood and follow you down one of those streets, and he says, no one here really wants much to do with me, but I think per some sleuthing I've found a way through the gate.
The big gate?
The big gate.
That leads to the freak nest upstairs?
Yeah, that's what we call it, the freak nest.
So now down here's the empty nest, and anything outside of that is the freak nest?
Obviously the something went up. And
a lot of freaks are up there. And we don't mean that in a pejorative way. We're just afraid of everything up there. Yeah.
He looks down at the ground, kind of like with a 1,000-yard stare, remembering a lot of stuff. And is like, you're not wrong.
Oh. Are you sure you want to go up there then?
Look, I have a lot to do up there. And it seems like you need to go up there as well.
I very much need to get up there.
Do you two want to go up? No wrong answers.
I don't know.
Well, have they ever seen a tap routine up there?
Do
you
know
if anybody up there seen a tap routine?
You know, I don't. I would say some, maybe. I don't think a lot of people have.
Teeths, I can categorically guarantee you that no one has seen a tap routine like yours.
Okay.
Up there.
I gotta go.
I don't know if I can go, honestly. I'm pretty mild-mannered, but okay. I think I know a hero who'd be down.
Awesome.
Spider's Man, heard of him?
That's great. Can you get him?
Yeah. Do you need him right now?
Not right now, necessarily. You know what? Yeah.
Okay. Everybody, you gotta turn the other way. Everybody's gotta turn the other way, because he doesn't like appearing when people are looking at me.
Everyone turns around for 5 minutes.
Dad, you too.
Okay, well, I'll just turn around for my son. I love my son.
All right, my pretties. And so, like, while they're turned, I just, like, all the spiders kind of, like, just shift around on Squeege's body and form the closest thing that looks like a, you know, a skin-tight spider. A costume made of spiders. Spandex, but spiders.
Those spiders are really latching on to you, aren't they?
Hey, turn around.
Oh, sorry. Is it not done?
All right.
Okay. Great. Oh, Spider's Man.
Hey, nice to meet you.
I'm going to just roll to see if he notices. He's like, are you Squeege's friend?
Yeah, I'm Squeege's friend. We kind of have a symbiotic relationship like you were talking about earlier.
How do you know that?
That me and Squeege do, or that this guy?
That he was talking about a symbiotic relationship.
Because he said the word symbiotic.
Were you listening from nearby?
No.
Look, you don't
have to. Okay. Very tiny numbers. Yeah, very bad charisma. Okay, yeah, that's an 11, though.
11? He's like, okay. Oh, okay. I think I know what's going on here.
I wasn't.
God, I'm really tired. Speaking of being tired, I don't want to alarm you, but he looks at Freya, who has battled for 4 episodes straight, it seems like.
Oh, God.
I think, you know, this can wait for tomorrow. In fact, we'll have to do a lot tomorrow, but I think you seem like you need to rest.
I need rest very badly. I ended up down here after a long battle, and I could sorely use it.
Okay.
But I want to do whatever help you need.
Look, I will, he like walks up to this sort of house that looks a little abandoned. It almost looks like maybe there were some kind of squatters or something somewhere inside, but like, there's like a bit of a like stable house garage like area in the back, and he like kind of moves this door off its hinges out of the way, because it's like, you know, it's like kind of a rotting like door situation. And he's like, I'm gonna make preparations for tomorrow, but why don't you get some rest, come back tomorrow morning bright and early, and I will we'll pick up with the plan then.
Do you live here?
Yes, I'm here for now. This is sort of a base of operations, if you will.
Ooh, okay.
Well, I have a better house upstairs.
I'm not judging. I just, you know, it was creaky and freaky, and I was like, uh-oh. But
not running water, if that's your question.
I mean, where can you get running water these days?
Well, there's some running water underground, right?
Yeah,
I'm going to go to bed.
I cannot thank you enough for what you're helping us do.
Hey, don't thank me yet, because I will need your help soon enough. But come back tomorrow morning after you've rested, and we'll pick up the plan there.
Okay, I'm going to go to my hideout as well.
Sure, whatever. That sounds normal.
Not Squeege's home.
Okay, I see.
Squeege's having a sleepover tonight with a couple of friends.
Okay, well, he looks at Freya one last time and says, and no matter the circumstances, an elf always holds their head high. And he just sort of squeezes through this doorway, kind of stuck, like it's like little bits of the rotting wood just kind of break off and like kind of like crumble on his face. Okay, and closes the door kind of roughly behind him, like, hold your head high. And then he's inside his place.
How do you feel, Freya?
I feel... Can I roll to see if she thinks he looks actually great? The elf, if she's like, actually, he looks perfect to me. He looked great when he walked through.
Yeah, sure.
Would that just be a perception check, I guess?
Insight.
Insight, okay. 15.
Yeah, he looked a little dirty.
Okay.
He looked like he kind of hit his face in the door a little bit.
I feel like perhaps the rest of my life is starting right now. He didn't look perfect, but I have no basis for comparison. And some long-held questions I feel are about to be answered.
Hmm.
And I'm so grateful to you both.
Are you in love?
I don't know. No. What do you mean?
Because sometimes when two people meet each other, elves or otherwise, they fall in love.
It's true. You could upside down kiss him.
Spider's Man. What?
Look, as a superhero, the only way I kiss is upside down if I would ever kiss.
Daddy's long legs. Jesus Christ.
Dad, but, you're supposed to be gone now. I mean, not Dad, Squeege's dad.
Hey, why don't Squeege was saying something about how everybody should go to sleep.
Yeah, you guys go inside. I'll get Squeege.
All right, whatever.
I want to leave a little, like, Teeth's reaches into her pouch and, like, grabs a little, like, crust of a cake and, like, leaves it on the door. You know?
That's very sweet. you just leave this little,
like a half
like
scone.
A napkin wrapped in a little scone. It's a very sweet gift. After that, I guess you guys would make your way back to Squeege's house just for a little slumber party.
And as we do, Freya does hold her head a little higher.
Freya, you feel more alive than I've seen in the last few hours I've known you.
Thank you, Squeege. Squeege?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Spider's Man. He had to go fight.
It's okay.
The regular goblin.
Thank you.
Well, I'll say that you guys make your way back to Squeege's house and are able to, like, set up shop there.
Great.
Cool. Anyone have anything they need to do before they go to sleep or anything like that?
I find any type of, like, looking glass or anything that's reflective in surface, and I smile at myself until my eyes get really tired, and then I curl up.
It's like in the bathroom, just in the mirror. Like,
banging to brush
Daddy
their
Long's
teeth.
Like, sorry, one sec. What's that up?
Just wait a minute.
Good God. The next morning, you all get up. You have like a normal breakfast. Freya, you wake up feeling so refreshed. Oh. This is, you have been bone weary for about two episodes now. Mm-hmm. You've never slept more soundly in your life.
Great.
As you guys start, it's hard to tell what morning is down here for you, Freya. But you would all know that, like, there's just a certain quality to the crystal that, mm-hmm. that beams down that it's almost like it feels a little brighter in the day. I mean, it's the most obvious parallel, I guess. It's brighter. And so you all make your way back over to Aggie's, squatter residence. Outside, Aggie is waiting for you outside the front door. He, once he sees you all approaching, he waves. And he looks at Teeth and he's like, was that your scone?
Wow, you got me.
It was delicious.
Oh, good.
I ate a banana peel earlier in the day.
Now, what's up with that?
Well, I somehow one ended up in trash in the caves, so it didn't rot before it got here. Who knows what that banana peel story was?
Huh. A mystery.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm working on some stuff in here, and he holds out a piece of paper that has some of his little, like, small, like, elvish writing. It's very beautiful and, like, elvish cursive, like, wow. Lord of the Rings style writing. And he's like, these are the items we need in order to make our way to the surface.
What are these items?
You're looking at it, and from what you see, it's three things. The first of which is a bolt of basilisk stomach skin, four crystal jars, and lastly, gunk tape. Now, Teeth and Squeege. Some of this is, Freya, you're looking at this and you're like, what the fuck is any of this?
Yeah, it's true. It's not just gunk tape that stands out to me.
So,
gunk tape?
Gunk tape.
Gunk tape.
Gunk tape, we use it in the theater.
Oh.
Gunk tape, you would know, and got, you know, yeah, an empty nest. It's sort of like this sort of, like, the duct tape of down here. All of these things are actually familiar to
you don't know gunk tape?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
How do you adhere things to other things?
Sap from a tree.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, it's a similar thing. Yeah. Maybe less gross sounding. So looking at this list, you would know that the basilisk skin, the bolt of basilisk skin, it's like a kind of a coveted thing around here. It's kind of rare and like it's really, the skin itself is able to stand some really like harsh climates and you know, high temperatures and acid and things like that. You have seen this at the fighting ring. It's one of the prizes there.
Fighters win it if they do well.
Oh. They get the prize.
Moving on from that, like the crystal jars, Teeth, you would definitely remember having seen some in the prop closet at Gobville.
Crystal jars? I've seen them in the prop closet in the mini theaters in Gobville. Oh my, people need jars for their things and their acts.
Were you about to say, oh my gob?
I wasn't, but I love it.
just wondering.
And lastly, you would know that while you may get some smaller amounts of it in like shops and stuff, if you want some concentrated gunk tape, you're gonna have to go to Razik Scrapyard. So, knowing where all this stuff is, I think it's up to you which one you want to pursue first.
I defer to you, my friends, who seem familiar with these objects. I'm eager to help, but unfortunately lacking in knowledge.
Yeah, well, I think we can go to any of these places. Do we want to meet some burly boys? Do we want to visit Gobville? Or do we want to talk to a scrap man?
I'll be honest. I've never been to Gobville.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you guys are in for a treat. Come with me. I grab both of their hands and run my little feet down, my teeth flapping in the breeze.
Oh, yeah, you have those really
soft,
pillowy teeth.
You see Aggie look back and he's like, I'll be working in here. Yeah, hurry back.
Goodbye, Aggie. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
You're running so fast.
Sorry to leave without saying goodbye.
It's all right. Time is of the essence.
Well, goodbye.
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 You tear off towards Gobville. Teeth knows exactly where Gobville is. It's a little closer to the hustle and bustle of town. It has this sort of off-Broadway feel from the main drag of shops and bars and casino kind of stuff around town. As you get closer to where Gobville is, you hear a little thum every now and then. It's not rhythmic sounding, but it does sound like a drum, just thum. And as you turn the corner, you see Gobville sitting there. It's this small adobe-like structure like the rest of the buildings you've seen, but it has this wooden sign that has hand-painted in cursive the Gobville Theater. As you get closer, you keep hearing this thum.
Can you smell the creativity?
That what it yes. smells like.
I mean, there are some restaurant refuse areas nearby too. So, you know, don't step in goop. Don't make a big deal if you see a celebrity. Oh. Okay? And a celebrity is a person who's famous that you don't know. Just so you know, Freya, that's what a celebrity is.
Oh yeah, Freya, that's what a celebrity is.
Okay. I promise to be discreet.
I mean, I can smell the creativity. I can feel the creativity.
Oh, you stepped in
you
something.
Hear?
Oh, thought I had an idea for a musical.
Oh.
Yeah. Spider's Man. Turn on the dark.
God, you guys. Wow. I can't wait to see the for sure successful production of that.
Oh, yeah. It'll go really well. Nobody will get hurt.
Gosh. I have a story for the Ark Park. as you get closer to this vaudevillian theater, you enter and see There's like little show posters on the side for the Gob Stomper and the Gob's siblings sing along, and just other, you know, well-known productions that Teeth, of course, would have maybe been in, or, you know, at least seen, or, you know, it's just really part of the scene here.
As these are good productions, just so you guys know, but they were better 40 years ago when I was a baby.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Does everybody share this opinion?
Oh, yeah, everybody thinks this. If you don't, you're kind of a ding-a-ling.
Cool.
As you step into the theater, you see this younger, little small goblin in a dress going on stage, like trying to tap dance, going tap, tap, tap. Tap, 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 tap.
Teeth's whistles.
What a beautiful whistle.
Are whistles different down here than in the forest?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
That's how I whistle.
Okay. Freya sort of does it. I got you to squeeze.
At the back row of inside the theater, watching this pretty horrible performance, you see this older looking goblin with tiny binoculars. It's not even that big of a theater, but he has binoculars. Little goatee, curling mustache. He has a little small drum. This would be, of course, your mentor, Glenn Bucket. And he hits the drum and he looks at the person on stage and goes, "That's bad." And a shepherd hook grabs them by the neck and yanks them off stage. And he turns back to see you three and looks at Teeth and he's like, "Do my eyes deceive me? Is that little Miss Gobville from 32 years ago? Oh my God, everyone!" Teeth! Oh, she hasn't lost it.
Of course not.
Teeth's, you know, Glenn Bucket's, you know, tries to scoop you up in a hug, but he's so much smaller than you that he just sort of reaches his arms up like a toddler. He turns around to front row. You see like a couple other goblins in training trying to like work on their craft. Look back as Glenn Bucket points to you. He's like, "Well, class, it's time for a real lesson. This is Teeth's, and she knows a thing or two about performance." And
I could never get on stage and scurries up.
Whoa, is this what a treat. Teeth, before you perform, can I ask you something? What brings you to the theater?
Well, honestly, these are my new friends.
Okay.
Well, I guess not new. This is my one new friend, Freya. I've been friends with you, Squeege, for a while.
Yep, I'm an old friend.
Okay.
But we're kind of on a mission. You could think of it like an adventure story.
Oh.
If you remember those storylines from Gobville shows past.
Oh, do I ever?
An adventure story of the stage.
Yeah, you know, Gobzan and Jane.
Oh, yes, Gobzan and Jane. Yes, the classic goblin tale.
I heard that Gobzana is actually named after Gobzan.
It's true. Authored, Gobzan was a city where the author of Gobzan and Jane lived.
Yeah.
Gobzan, I just want to make sure I'm clear with everyone. Gobzan is, of course, the story of the little goblin who got lost in the jungle?
Yeah.
And was rescued by,
found himself.
Found himself.
Wow.
I mean, it's an incredible story.
Yeah.
It swings from stalactite to stalactite. Yeah. What do they have in jungles?
Sounds like somebody I know.
Who?
Spiders, oh. Man. Which I gotta ask you some questions after this.
We'll sidebar later.
Yeah.
I think we should talk.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. What are you doing here?
So I was just giving you a dramatic preamble.
My favorite kind.
Glenn.
Freya's eyes are just wide for all of this.
Glenn, I'm going to break it to you. I'm going to get to the brass tacks, real deal, making it square, making it easy. I need 4 crystal jars.
The prop closet. Is that what you're seeking?
Yeah, but I can't resist the stage.
Yes, well, that's funny you should say that, because in order to bequeath anything in the prop closet to you, I have to honor the code of Godville, which is a performance must be performed. And while we're here, and he looks over into the audience where the students are, but a row back, he motions to another goblin sitting there. And he's like, but while I have this unique opportunity here, our students here were going to get a lesson from the reigning Miss Gobville. And one of the lights turn on this goblin. She looks like the person that would win Miss Gobville this year. She's the total package in Miss Gobville terms. Really tight, Pippi Longstocking curling upwards. A little creepy Annabelle dress that is just terrifying. A wide, wide smile. Uh-oh. Some would say about as wide as teeth.
How pillowy are the teeth?
Oh, they look so pillowy. You perfectly picture a nap that you're willing to take.
willing to take. I guess so.
I get away from those teeth.
I can't tell you how many things I have to kick out of my mouth because they're trying to sleep.
I'm sorry, is that... is this Teeds? I've heard so much about you.
Yes. Hello.
My name's BB Scholes.
Oh dear.
Oh, BB Scholes.
Yes. I'm sorry. You won Miss Gobville a while ago, right?
32 years ago.
Wow. I'm only 8 years old, so I don't know. 32. Wow.
I know. 8 years old is a great age. I'll tell you that.
You see.
That's the age you mutter about in your sleep a lot.
I say, 8 is great. It's the year that I did everything.
Glenn steps up and is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Cool your jets, everyone. Tell you what, Teets, as per Gobville code, only one person can get stuff from the prop closet today to take out of the theater.
It's
so
the code.
It is the code. We all honor it. And all the students bow their heads in honor of this code.
They fully bow.
They take full bows.
Squeech just kind of bows, thinking like he needs to also.
Yeah, of course.
Freya does too. It makes a lot of noise.
You've picked up on it. Listen, why don't we have a good old fashioned performance off?
Oh.
What is that? You see BB Scholes get up, and she's flanked by two like best friend goblins that are kind of whispering to each other behind her. And he says, we can do this. You all have to agree to the terms, either one person, two people, three people, whatever feels like the best performance, and take the stage and give us your best either tap or whatever kind of performance you want to give.
And we're going trios on this?
Trios, duos, singles, whatever feels right for you. So mechanically speaking, like everyone has sort of different, you know, performance stats. Whatever, we're going to take a group performance check off of you three or whatever the group is itself.
I'm like negative one.
Yeah, definitely all my charisma checks. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Or you can choose any person. As the former Miss Gobville, we'll let you decide the terms.
Well, first, theater's sacred, so I want to check in with my friends. Would you guys like to perform, or are you more of like the stage crew? Your choice, neither's bad.
I have only ever performed in battle. I will say, though, having no under... Don't get excited.
No, I mean, I just was imagining like, yeah, hee, like lots of cool moves.
Yes, they're cool, but I do try to not make noise.
I'm used to the theater where we noise.
I greatly admire it.
These students are taking noise. No, it's like noise. It's good.
I do have to say, though, I've only received competition and ribbing and meanness from men, but I am seeing some meanness from this goblin, BB Scholes.
You know what? This is the hard part of being a mature goblin, okay? Because sometimes there's little bitty goblins like BB Scholes, but I don't want to perpetuate that women are hating on each other, but this little lady. He really roasts my hide. Which is a theater term for when you put your butt near a candle.
Oh. Students are writing that. Butt near candle equals roast my hide.
I suppose all I want to say to you is I would perform in whatever capacity would be the most helpful to you. You've been helpful to me, and I have no pride. And also, people forget me very easily. So embarrassment will be short.
I think everyone I've seen meet you knows who you are.
I don't believe you.
So you can use any spells you want to use, anything that you think could be helpful for this.
I personally think it'd be fun to all three perform, but I'm open if people do not want to perform.
I'm with Freya. I'm here to support you. If you want us to help you humiliate an 8-year-old, we are here for it.
Okay, but I don't want to humiliate an 8-year-old. Show them up. Best her.
Best her. Okay. So she'll never forget the day.
I can channel some divinity, I think.
Great.
Great.
Could that make some lights or some special flowing?
It's a great question.
Lights and special flowing are what you need for a good performance, students.
Okay. Students are at lights and special flowing. Good stuff here today.
I have a friend who could be here and like no sooner than everybody turning around that could help create a web for you to perform upon. Or, you know, he's got a lot of spiders that could form into different things. Maybe you want a hand to be dancing around, a spider's mage hand.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm thinking about this. What is going to look the best on stage? Do we want a lot of tap dancing spiders, or do we want a hand that's using its two fingers like feet tap dancing next
Either way,
to me?
You do want my friend?
Yeah, I guess if you could get your...
Okay, all the students, if you could all turn around, if everybody here could turn around.
They immediately bow their heads down again. Yeah. Just like a folded seat. All right. Can't see anything.
And then I quickly turn into Spider's Man. All right, everybody turn back around. Sweet is gone.
That's called a quick change, students.
Freya, what are you looking at any spells in particular?
I'll tell you what, really channeling divinity. Upon, you know, further thought, probably won't work. We don't want spectral vines, I don't think.
Spectral vines? That's like... what you don't want, never mind.
So what are you guys going
to
do?
I would like to perform the tap of my life. That's my plan. Spider's Man, would you like to tap with your hands or have many spiders tap? Or do anything else? I'm open. I'm collaborative.
Yeah, it's spoken like a true collaborator. He said sarcastically for no reason.
I was trying to incorporate what you wanted. You know, I was a solo act when I was a kid, and I've learned a lot growing up.
Yeah, I'm going to use Spider Mage Hand, and I'm going to use your cool idea of the spiders will turn into a hand that dances on its fingers that are not feet, but they are spiders.
Amazing. Freya, are you doing anything?
I'm going to bless the three of us.
Wow.
I'm going to sprinkle some holy water on us. I'm going to bless the three of us.
Would it help if I gave you my bolstering magic, which would add a D3 to your, well, attack rolls and ability check rolls?
Yeah, potentially, because, I mean, so I'll be...
I think for this, that, like, the bless rolls, you will all roll your own bless.
Okay,
great. So that should be... I don't think that would work here. So cool. So I'll say that because you are incorporating some magic into this and like, you know, like there's this sort of paladin divine energy there as well as the spider's mage hand, it's because this is like filling out the scene. We'll do a group performance check. We'll do that with advantage and we're looking, it's going to be contested against theirs.
Okay.
So you guys roll yours so first. Okay. So with
here
advantage.
Goes.
A little performance.
Okay.
16 is my highest roll.
Okay. 18.
24. Whoa. So, Teeths, you walk past BB Shoals. I give her a side eye as you take this stage, flanked by Freya, who's, you know, barely fitting into this place physically.
Oh
twice as tall as everyone, takes the stage. You see the spectral form of a hand. No, wait, spiders. Or wait, a hand? take the stage as well. You're flanked by this magical tableau as you take the stage and give a ta ti ti ta. All the students look on in wonder as they see a performance that can only come from, you know, hours put in on the stage. So, Teeths, what does it look like when the three... Yeah, you all please describe to me what happens as you take the stage.
Well, Teeths steps out center stage and does like a little like... hip shake, so it's like it's coming, you know what I mean, like you know that some taps are gonna come. It's like very like cool for a little girl, but maybe not great for a 40-year-old. You know, like baby's gone bad. And so that Teeth starts doing that and goes and starts tap dancing, and then
so right after that, Spiders Man, the spiders have formed into like a top hat, and like they kind of like tip themselves as they turn into like a spider mage hand, and they scurry down and they start like dancing on like little finger legs, like in the same beat as like Teeths is doing. It's like da, 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 da. Like there's the gross like a, version of it,
like a Chips Ahoy commercial.
Yeah.
Freya, what are you doing?
Well, Freya's sort of like somebody might come out and dance with an umbrella and takes her shield and twirls it around.
The shield shines with this light.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. As she sort of like steps in time.
You see these students' eyes light up. Incredible. Everyone is blown away by the tableau of Teeth dancing with this sort of light behind it. And did you also roll Bless? So with Bless, what did you get?
23.
Wow.
18.
Wow.
28.
Disgustingly high. Yeah, so I'm going to... They have a... This is... there's almost no way that they can beat you, but I'm going to... You see BB Shell look up like, I was wrong.
It's right, you're in your head
so bad.
Can Teeths do one thing?
Yes.
Teeths is like obviously tapping on her feet because that's how you tap. But she jumps into the air, does a little flip, lands on her pillowy ass teeth, and starts tapping on her teeth, going, and then jumps back and starts tapping without missing a beat.
What contrasting imagery. Pillowy white teeth that you're tapped.
Why, it's like nobody can do it.
No one can do that. You see the jaws drop of this group of students. Glenn Bucket throws his drum in the air. After this impeccable performance, BB Shoals looks up at you and looks up at the three of you flanked by your friends. You better fucking get it right, okay?
Yikes.
Okay, well, why don't you guys watch this?
And Teeth looks up at BB and goes, "You got this, girl."
BB hates that. BB does roll pretty well, but she's like giving her all in her performance. She's tap, 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 tap. It's a little more classic. There's no dancing on her teeth whatsoever. But you see one of her friends fucking eats shit on stage.
Oh, no.
And it's like, I'm sorry. And BB gives her this sort of death stare and is like, you idiot. You know what? I don't even want to do this anymore. Uh-oh. And storms out and looks at you, Teeth, and says, you know what? Makes eye contact with you and says, well, anything you can do, I can do younger, and just walks out as this you see this little 8-year-old goblin walk out flanked by your friends. I don't even want anything from the prop closet, and just leaves. And Glenn Bucket looks around. So another lesson for my students. We in Gobville should you know, treat each other with respect. It's a harsh environment.
Glenn, you couldn't say it better. you're saying it great.
That was bad. Glenn looks at you and it says, sorry about the tone of that, but yeah, you know, what's important is You won! Anything for the prop closet, you can take.
Oh my gosh. Glenn! I just want to get up here and thank Glenn Bucket, because Glenn, you have been a source of mentorship for at least 32 years, and especially...
Yes. We really have to be going.
Freya, it's just going to be like an hour.
Okay. Yeah. So, honestly, I don't stop until the orchestra plays. So.
There's no orchestra. We're in trouble.
He fixed this job.
That's the bucket bang. I got to get out of here. Thank you so much. I couldn't have done it without my healthy teammates that came through and did actually better than I did, and I love you for it. If you'd eaten shit, I would have also been happy, but I'm really happy you didn't.
Us two, yes. I think.
You're speaking for me, Spider's Man.
Incredible. Glenn lets you into the prop closet and is like, any serious actor's best friend, the prop closet.
Take notes, students.
And Freya, you peek in there as well, and you would see these four large crystal jars. Perfect. It seems like exactly what you're looking for.
I pick them up with reverence.
Amazing. So it's getting a little later in the day, so you grab them and scoot on. So you have the crystal jars, cross that off the list. Now you just need the basilisk skin, stomach skin, or the gunk tape.
What do you guys want?
Both seem equally important. What's the story with the junkyard? Is it a junkyard or scrapyard?
Scrapyard, yeah.
Let's go there.
Yeah.
Okay.
See what's up.
Yeah. Get scrappy.
Oh my God. Can I just say thank you guys again for that performance? It was really cool.
Teets, you're very talented.
Yeah, I am extremely impressed. If Spider-Man Turn on the Dark ever becomes an Gobville production, I would love for you to play Spider-Man.
You're reading my mind.
I don't have those powers.
You all head on across town to the, like, sort of the edges of town to Razik's Scrap Yard. Teets and Squeege, you definitely know this place. When you were grabbing scrap earlier, this is probably where you would have sold it. It is closed up here.
Frickin' rat.
He's off duty. Razik's off duty today. The whole place is locked up. You're on the outer edge of, like, basically a goblin equivalent of a chain link fence, looking into this scrapyard. Very junkyardy vibes. Everyone make a perception check.
Natural 20.
Ooh.
Wow. 18.
Also good.
Got a 6.
Okay. Freya, it just looks like a bunch of weird goblin stuff. It's hard to really tell.
This is a scrapyard, Freya.
Thank you, Squeege. Or Spider's Man.
Thank you. That's who I am right now.
Spider-Man, on that nat 20, TC would see a lot of this as well on an 18. But you're looking and there's just piles of scrap everywhere, kind of stacked up almost like crush cars or something. Mm-hmm. It goes on like almost like 200 feet away. You see this sort of little ramshackled house at the center. Outside of it, near that, that's where... you would know for his like concentrated gunk tape would be. He makes it out of like bugs and stuff. It's almost like a horse glue kind of situation, but made out of gross bug parts. He has a vat of it right there, right outside his house. Outside on the chain link fence, you two would know this well. He has a sign that reads, "Don't fuck with me, I've been to hell."
Good goddess.
I think he's been to some infernal pit or something.
Yeah, honestly, Rask might be a tiefling. I don't know.
Closer to the house itself, you see this monstrous-looking beast. It's a Doberman-esque-looking dog, but much bigger. It is only Doberman-esque, and that's just kind of the body type it has, but except it has like a more hunched back where like... it feels like there's something to its jowls that are like in canine, not in human, but in, just a little monstrous version of that. Whatever this animal is sleeping, but smoke is shooting out of its nostrils. You see the vat is near that, but you also notice on this nat 20 that it's got a chain around its neck.
So there's a length of chain next to it, tied to a collar on a post, but about 60 feet away from the dog is the gunk tape vat itself.
I think this is a don't wake doggy situation. Now, here's the thing. Spider's Man, me, is very stealthy. I'm very good at wall crawling, some might say. It's what Spider's Man does.
Great. I am not very stealthy because I want to be seen.
And you see teeth you just were.
Blinding teeth. Just.
Shut your mouth. We're trying to be stealthy.
I'm also not very stealthy. My armor prohibits me in that way. However, I'd be right behind you, Spider's Man, should you need any help.
Okay.
Me and my great sword.
Can I do bolstering magic and touch him so that he gets a D3 to all of his ability checks?
Yeah, totally. I would like to do that. Take whatever preparations you want and cast whatever spells you want. But the tape's about 160 feet away. The dog is about 200 feet away. Dog is sleeping. But just to throw it out there, every turn you take, just because it's a junkyard filled with junk, anything can happen in a junkyard.
Yeah.
There's going to be a luck check.
Great.
That's going to go up every round.
Oh, no.
So on top of the
fuck check. You kidding me? Fuck.
Zach.
sorry. So we'll have you roll a nat 20 every turn you take, but and that will be the luck check. So
I gotta roll a nat 20 every time?
No, I mean you roll a d20. Okay. Sorry.
That was a fuck check.
All right, so let me know what your plans are and what you're thinking.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that episode of Rotating Heroes Arc 4. Your rotators for this arc were, of course, Victoria Longwell as Freya Black, Justin Michael as Squeege, and Marisha Strickland as Teeds. If you want to hear more Rotating Heroes in your life, then you can get more than you can probably handle over at Rotating Heroes Patreon. You can find the links in the description below. We have got a bunch of really exciting things coming, like potentially merchandise. If you want to be a part of that and help us get there, you can either join the Patreon or just drop us a little 5-star review in whatever podcasting app you're using and help new people find the show. That's it. Bye.